Hi, I'm Pete McCall, and welcome to the All About Fitness podcast. This podcast is going to be a quick fit tip, and I want to know, get your feedback. Why do you exercise? Why do you work out? Why are you physically active? You know, there are many reasons, and I think the reasons change, you know, over the course of our lifespan, right? When we're younger, when we're in our, you know, teens and maybe early 20s, primarily teens. When we're teens, in our teens, we probably exercise. If we do exercise, it's because we're playing a sport. It's because we're outside being active, or we're just involved in recreational activities, whether it's with family or friends. And then we go to college, and maybe we're active during college. And, you know, for those of us that enjoy being physically active, sure, we work out. And what's interesting is when you look at college campuses these days, there's an arms race on in college campuses for student recreation centers. One of the companies I work with, Nautilus and Stairmaster, what's amazing is you look at some of these student rec centers, these things are 25, 35, 50, 80,000 square feet that are like top-end commercial health clubs that they're putting in campuses for the students. So students have, in college campuses nowadays, have an excellent option for fitness. But what happens after you graduate college? You know, in college, you have recreational activities, you have the fitness center. But then when you get out of college and get in your 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s and so on, you know, why do we exercise? You know, if we exercise, if the original purpose, you know, a lot of people started exercising to support sports. I mean, if you think about it, in the 50s and 60s, not many people exercised. You know, it wasn't until the 60s, and you've heard me talk about this before, it wasn't until the 60s when we had John F. Kennedy, institute the President's Fitness Council, that we started making fitness a national phenomenon. I mean, really, it was before the 60s. It was, you know, fitness was very underground. And then the 60s, we looked at the Soviet Union and saw that, whoa, these guys are really preparing well for fitness for military, and we need to do the same thing. So our modern fitness boom started in the late 60s or in the mid-late 60s with the advent of the President's Fitness Council. You know, but that brings us back to the point of why do you exercise? The reason I'm doing this history lesson is because in the 70s and 80s, exercise was a means for appearance, right? You know, people learned early on. In the 70s, you had Arnold Schwarzenegger, you had pumping iron. You started to have kind of the glorification of the bodybuilder subculture. And so people in the 70s and 80s started working out for appearance because they wanted to look like that. And same with the 90s and 2000s and 20-teens. So why do you exercise? You know, do you exercise because you're trying to change your appearance, because you want to lose a few pounds? Are you trying to exercise because you want to add muscle? Are you trying to exercise because you're trying just to maintain a healthy body weight? Are you exercising because you enjoy it? And that's the thing, you know, I find it very interesting that I talk to somebody in a health club and they go, and I'll ask them, you know, why are you working out? What are your goals? And they think they need to come up with some kind of like, well, I need to do this. I have this goal. Folks, how about this? And this is what I try to get people to think about. My goal is I like working out. I enjoy working out. My goal is working out for me is an hour, maybe 40 to 60 minutes a day where I'm not on my phone. I'm not on my computer. I'm not, you know, it's for me, 40 to 60 minutes a day of just a little bit of alone time. It's kind of like my mental clarity. And here's the deal. You know, you might work out because you're managing your weight. You might work out because you want to change your appearance. But folks, given whatever age you are, one of the most important reasons for exercise is we can slow down the aging process. Again, one of the most important reasons to exercise regularly, starting at an early age, is exercise can almost freeze your muscles in time. There's been some great research out there looking at people who've been exercising 20, 30, 40, 50 years. You know, there have been studies out there looking at the effects of exercise on the aging process. And here's what we're finding. We are finding that strength training, cardiorespiratory training, any type of exercise which stresses the body on a regular basis is really good for us. You know, we have a current, there's an occupant in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. The current occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the White House, whose name I'm not going to mention, but the current occupant of the White House has the belief that physical activity takes years off your life. You know, there was a belief that exercise, once upon a time, that exercise would reduce your overall lifespan. And the sad thing is there's some evidence to support that. There's some evidence to support that ultra-endurance runners, that ultra-marathoners, that people that really overstress their bodies may, you know, have a little bit earlier mortality than those of us who just enjoy exercise. But here's what we know. Exercise, if you exercise consistently over the course of the lifespan, in your 30s to 40s to 50s to 70s to 90s. If you exercise consistently, you have choices for how you live your life. You stay healthier. You stay more active. Cognitively, mentally, you stay sharper. You know, because we're so used to exercise being all about our appearance, right? But folks, once you get over the age of 40 or 45, and I'm sorry, once you start driving a minivan, appearance ain't all that important. What is important is how your systems work. How do your lungs work? How's your heart work? How's your digestive system work? How's your brain function? How's your cognitive system? Because guess what? Exercise influences each one of those. Exercise changes every system in our body. There's something called mechanotransduction. The term mechanotransduction means that a force, a mechanical force applied to the body, creates chemical change. When you apply force to the body, when you pick up a weight, when you run on the ground, you're putting mechanical force into the body. That force creates a change at the cellular level. The body feels the force as a reaction will start producing more satellite cells. The satellite cells can be used to make your bones stronger, to make your muscles stronger, to make your connective tissue stronger. So when we look at this, you know, this is whole thought process, of, especially as we get older, that maybe I shouldn't exercise. That once people get in their 50s and 60s, you know, maybe exercise isn't good for us. Well, folks, nothing is further from the truth. Once you get over the age of 50, once you get over the age of 60, exercise is critical because exercise really can help to slow down and manage the aging process. And to me, that should be the reason why we exercise. If you're in your 30s or 40s and you're kind of casual, well, yeah, you work out a couple days a week and you mean well. And trust me, I love you because I know how hard it can be. You got kids, you got work and all this stuff. And your best intention is you're going to try to make it to the gym or the studio 3 or 4 times a week. But sometimes life gets in the way. I just want to give you a big hug and say, keep going. Because what we know is that consistency is key. Consistency over the long run. So if you're in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, don't worry about what you didn't do yesterday. Don't worry about what you didn't do last month. Forget that. You can make a difference starting today. You can make a difference in your life starting today if you start being more physically active. And what I mean by that, I don't mean going out and grabbing a 100-pound kettlebell. Forget that. Take a walk around the block. If you're not doing anything right now, go take a walk around the block. If you're at work, go take a walk around your block at work. That's a starting point. Tomorrow, I want you to walk around the block 2 times. That's the starting point. That's what we need to do. Exercise is not all or nothing. Exercise is cumulative. 10 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, it adds up. So don't tell yourself, you know, today's going to be a busy day. I don't have time. BS. You can make time. 10 minutes is enough. Walking around the block for 10 minutes, walking up and down stairs for 10 minutes. If your day gets out of your control, go to a staircase in your building or at home and walk up and down it for 10 minutes. There, done. You just did something that's going to enhance your quality of life. So we have to take a step back. Exercise is not an all or nothing thing. Exercise or physical activity is cumulative. The more we do, the better it is for us. But there is a finite. You know, there's always that top end. We don't want to go beyond that. But as we get older, exercise becomes more and more important. You know, I don't know about you, but I am not, you know, in my late 40s, I am not on any medication right now. I'm not. Knock on wood. You know, I don't have to take crap for this or that or whatever. You know, maybe I have to. I don't know. But I go to my checkup every year. The doctor says maybe I got to lose a couple pounds, maybe cut back on some carbs or watch the sugar. But you know what? Other than that, all my vitals are good. You know, 47 years old, I'm not on any prescriptions. So I'm going to take that as a sign that exercise works. And I'm not saying that exercise to get off your meds. I'm not saying that at all. But what we know, what the evidence supports, what the evidence suggests that's overwhelming is that exercise can help slow down the effects of the aging process. So no matter how old you are, doing exercise, exercising regularly, can help your body stay younger longer. No matter how old you are, exercise on a regular basis, especially the type of exercise that gets your heart rate up, especially at the type of exercise that stresses you. Exercise is beneficial. Regular exercise can not only enhance your quality of life, it can extend your life. Here's what I say all the time, and I'm going to wrap up with this. We don't know for sure the best type of exercise out there. We don't. Running, you know, cardiorespiratory exercise, running, stair climbing, walking, you know, strength training, you can barbells, dumbbells, machines, kettlebells. We honestly do not know what exercise is good or best for you. But here's what we do know. Here's what we know that's unequivocal. I will say this. Here's what we know. The lack of regular physical activity. If you're not exercising or not being physically active on a regular basis, if you're not exercising or being physically active regularly, you are taking years off your life. I can't guarantee, I can't tell you that exercise can change your life. I don't know that for sure. But what I do know, what I feel comfortable saying with 100% certainty, that if you're not exercising on a regular basis, you're not going to be on this earth that long. You're taking time away that you could be enjoying your time on this planet. Get up, go out for a walk, walk up and down the stairs, do a few push-ups, do a few squats. That's all you need to do. Do a little bit of something every day, and it adds up. Because here's the deal. We are all getting older. There's nothing we can do to slow that down. However, what we can do is we can manage the effects of the aging process on our bodies by making smart choices, by exercising regularly, by making smart, healthy nutrition choices, by trying to get sleep, by trying to drink extra water, by surrounding ourselves with loved ones and friends. That's the secret to a long life. Thanks for stopping by, and I look forward to having you join me for future episodes of All About Fitness.